Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny podcast. The Prodigal Son returns.
I'm
Fran
back.
Mirabella is back. You've been gone for a few weeks.
Yeah, I was off for a few weeks. Got my first bit of Destiny back in last night, so I'm all ready for the show.
What did you do in Destiny?
Last night? Yeah. Oh, I just got on, and thank you to the Fire Team Chat members who joined me very quickly.
Everyone's asking about your tag, FM3.
FM3, I know. Yeah. Yeah, it's at the bottom of this huge list, so it's actually now like a challenge on PSN, you know, to go all the way to the bottom. They say it's past 1,500 you got to scroll by. Anyway, feel free. There's still room on my list, and I love playing with you guys. But we hopped in, did a Nightfall. You know, I got like patience and time for like the third time, but I got that done. Mm-hmm. But I have my big quest, remember, is Fatebringer. So I got to do Vault by this weekend, and I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. So I've been plugging the Facebook group, which now has 1,500 members, completely
nice.
Community run. This week, I'm going to put a link to it in the article that goes with this
and
podcast.
And we'll put it in the description as well.
Yeah, so we'll put it in the description so that you guys can find the Fire Team Chat Facebook group. And a lot of people on there were doing Flawless Raider and just sharing their stories about the week. It's a really cool group.
I saw that. That was awesome. Like, you can go in there, and if you're on the hunt for Flawless Raider, there's a lot of supportive people in there. There was several reports of people like just so happy they could find people that are committed to do that. It's really hard to do.
It is a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
My week in Destiny this week, I did everything except Crota yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a single thing, Fran. Nothing I needed. All I need is Sterlos and Hawkmoon. I also need like armor pieces, the upgraded version, but I have most of those.
For what? You still need armor? Oh, well, you run several characters.
I have version one of the armor, but not the upgraded version, the 302 base.
Like an exotic piece for Titan or something like that?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Which
but
one?
I have everything else. All I need is Sterlos and Hawkmoon. Still on the hunt for Sterlos and Hawkmoon. Every time somebody sends me an email when they got it,
my soul dies
a little.
I think the good news for you, they are going to sell Sterlos from Xur eventually again, right?
They sold it once or twice.
Yeah, so I think you're good there. But Hawkmoon, man, that could be, you know, I've heard the stories about Gjallarhorn hunt, you know, people going 1,000 hours plus, and I was complaining at 300, and so
you got it right.
So that's the problem with the RNG, the random rolls, man. I mean, it could be a lifetime till you get Hawkmoon.
Well,
I love it.
Let's move on to the first. Let's move on. You're an addictive person, friend.
Yes, I know.
You have an addictive personality. let's move on to the big topic, seeing we're talking about gear. The Vault. The Vault is getting upgraded, according to Bungie, it's going to go from 20-20-20, which is 20 armor pieces, 20 weapons, and 20 general items, to 24 armor pieces, 36 weapons, and 24 general items. Now, my question for you is that enough space?
So, man, no, for starters. Let me address a couple things on this, as I often do and get in my rants. The first thing that kind of bothered me, and you know, look, you know, you look at what Bungie has to do for this and you think it's so easy. They talked about some of the challenges and why it was harder to do than it seems. We could talk about it, but what bothered me in their description was they said, oh, we looked, and most players have four slots open. even people above level 31, mm-hmm. something like that. So they have space.
So I have the actual quote if you want to read it really quick.
Yeah, why don't you read through what they said about how they determined the need for it.
Very few people have completely full vaults, but a lot of endgame players are bumping up against the limits. For example, 21% of players who are 30 or above have four or fewer free spaces in their weapon vaults right now. The armor and general sections are slightly less full for most people, but not much. And
yeah, so again, maybe I'm generalizing here, but like, okay, I have space in the vault, but that's because I've loaded it on other characters because I'm tired of the management system. So I hope they didn't completely base their decision on that. And some of the challenge was the memory space, mm-hmm. Which I found really interesting. It's the last gen stuff that we're getting into now with cross-platform.
Yeah, I actually
want to read that quote.
We would be pushing very limited memory constraints on older generation hardware. We had a choice, leave the vault as is, or find some kind of compromise to enable it safely. We weighed the options, and what they ended up doing was the comparison feature within mm-hmm. the vault on PS3 and Xbox 360 was sacrificed. You can't compare items from your vault now. And that's how they got the extra spaces. You can still do that on PS4 and Xbox One.
But it's really interesting that the decisions they made still are tied into last gen. And, you know, look, it's the reality of a cross-platform game like that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, that is such a bummer because potentially they could have done a lot more.
Yeah.
And it's limited in what they can do. Anyway, is it enough space? I mean, yeah, going from 20 to 36, like, right? That's big.
It's going to help.
That's big. It's going to help a ton. But there's no organizational features that have been added. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really help with that. It's, you know, you're going to have to figure it out as you load stuff in. Yeah, you can't even drag stuff into slots either yet, right?
This is a great time to promote the Chrome.
Yeah, the feature. App. Or
if
the
you
plugin.
Go to Google and you type Destiny Chrome
Item Manager.
Item Manager.
Destiny Item Manager, I believe.
Yeah, in for Chrome.
For Chrome plugin.
It's a really cool thing. You can create custom loadouts mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and it's a really cool feature that was made for community members by community members.
Yeah, just have your laptop next to you, and there, you can create some loadouts. And yeah, there's a few like issues if another character already had something or isn't the right type of whatever. There's some small issues, but it's pretty cool. It'll definitely help you if you're a hardcore player and want some quick switching. But anyway, yes, I'm happy for more space, mm-hmm. but you know, if you've been listening to me on here, I'm still just unhappy with the amount of weapons I can carry as a character. That's a priority for me. Like, if they had upped from 9 slots to 12 slots in the character, I think I'd actually be happier than getting 36 slots.
I think visually that would look weird, though. Okay. Like, it looks, like, really perfect.
Is like, that UI-wise. Your priority?
Well, also, they're they're talking about memory constraints on a stationary feature. Like, imagine doing that on a character.
Okay, but you're making all these excuses about aesthetics and last gen, whatever. I totally get it. But from a pure gameplay perspective...
Why do you need that many weapons on your character?
Because I hate when I realize, I'm like, oh, I do want to use whatever, my hide-and-seek void shotgun last night. I was like, it's my dead orbit shotgun. I'm like, cool, I'm going to grab it. I'm like, oh, it's on the other character. You know what? Just forget it. It's on the other character. I'm not going to – hey, guys, hold on a second. Yeah. Go into my app. Okay, take from vault, put in vault. Okay, I got it. Thanks, guys, for waiting. Like, that sucks.
Why don't you just get two?
You know what? You should get two Hawk Moons and then get back to me.
Okay. So it's, told me he got four, so.
It's just like your time in Destiny is an investment, right? We keep playing the game because we love it, but every moment is precious. And when you don't get stuff, you feel a little let down, right? And that's what we like to complain about.
It's a bummer, yeah.
Obviously, the community aspect is one of the best parts about Destiny.
But totally.
There's times where it's wasted, right? Yeah, my community interaction with the folks I played with last night was interrupted with this item management stuff. So anyway, I know I'm kind of asking for the world to your point, but man, they got to just figure out how to add more weapons and quick switching to your character. There's an older podcast you can go back and listen to about that. We broke out that section, actually.
There were some really cool features made up by the community about what they thought the vault space was going to look like, like multiple pages. Mm. And like there was this what if video, like what if that these guys do regularly. And they showed like what if every like primary and everything was broken apart, and they did like a concept of what that would look like when you go into
like
your
vault.
Like it
was all like shelves and whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool. I haven't seen that yet. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. I really
post
like
it on
that.
The Facebook group.
Yeah.
So I can find it easier.
So I like the vault space increase. I would have liked to see something more like what the community made, but it sounds like they're working with memory constraints. So unfortunately, I don't know how much more they can do before Destiny 2. But short of making a completely different vault system for PS4 and Xbox One and 360 PS3.
I think you're right. You know, you're pointing to some interesting things, which is like, is this as good as it's going to get? That's the really interesting question.
I think it is.
Or will we see some filtering or sorting or whatever? But just to quickly finish off on your thought, like, what did you want from it? Like, did you care that much, actually? Like, because I have a lot of issues with
it. I did. I'm really full with, like, every one of my characters now, and it's getting really difficult to just, like, okay, I'm just going to have to shard this third purple shotgun.
You had to start getting rid of stuff because you have duplicates.
I'm to the point where in Nightfalls, I'm getting a shotgun. I can't remember what it's called, but I'm getting a shotgun with void burn, and then I'm getting the exact same shotgun with arc burn. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll delete it. Yeah, that was one of them.
Yeah.
And I just delete it instead of holding on to it. Yeah, like, I like to collect, but it keeps giving me drops that I don't really need. Yeah. What I really want is Sterilis and Hawkmoon. Mm-hmm. I have my, you know, shotguns that are like, I have Invective and Swordbreaker. I can't remember the name of that raid shotgun.
Yep.
But I maxed that out. I've been maxing out weapons and trying them out. That's what I've been doing with my Destiny time mainly.
Yeah. Oh, man. Quick moment, by the way, if we haven't talked about it on the show, is like best spot for Glimmer. We can come back to this another time, but if you've never done, like, get your save at the Gatekeeper at Vault.
Yeah.
And, you know, on hard mode, there's all of the
Vex.
Yeah. And they're all like
shotguns.
Majors. Well, that's one way, but go in with a group of three.
Shotguns tear everything apart.
Oh, they totally do.
I love using them.
But go in there really fast with a group of three. And by the way, I have a couple things we can talk about another show, too.
Okay.
I have my bounties per hour, which is BPH, and then I have my glimmer per minute. Yeah, this is very
You have a video thing, too, here at IGN that's VPH.
Yeah, and then I have a rating here for the team of running the business for video. Anyway, glimmer per minute was something upwards of 250 glimmer per minute.
Wow.
So you can rate yourself and divide, you know, the time you're spending by the glimmer you get. And anyway, Vault is awesome at that spot, so get a save there, and man, you'll be up to 25. You can in 90 minutes or so max out at that spot.
Wow.
And the reason
great.
I brought it up is because for upgrading
I always
a lot
do
of
Mars.
Stuff I needed glimmer. That was my biggest thing.
I always do Mars.
Exclusion
Mars
zone
friend.
Is good.
Yeah.
I haven't got the glimmer per minute comparison, but I'll get it later and we'll talk about that.
We're going a little bit off topic, but Vault space, is it enough, yes or no, for you?
Are you asking me? I thought it was like a fire team chat members. Is it enough? We want to hear from you.
Leave your thoughts in the comments. But our opinion is you think no. I think it's a step.
Thank
in
you.
The,
please try again.
I think it's a step in the right direction.
it's nice, but
unfortunately, I think they're limited by the last gen consoles, which is why I hope they drop them for next gen. We talked about that on the episode that you missed.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think they should drop that. Anyway, let's move on to something a little bit more fun. It's April Fool's, so if you go to Bungie.net right now, if you're watching, you can see the TV behind me. Your Guardian does some goofy stuff.
He's dancing, yeah.
Yeah, he dances around.
So this is, again, in the preview that you can see on the web.
Yeah, and I believe if you change gear, it, like, starts going all rainbowy. It's not doing it right now, but it was doing it at my desk.
What was turning into rainbows?
That's just what it does.
The whole screen?
The whole screen, like, starts flashing and stuff.
Okay,
and
so, yeah, go...
All of your characters are dancing and whatnot.
That's pretty cool. I don't think anything happens in the app, but...
Not in the app, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's just memory constraints in there, too, probably. So it's pretty funny.
Anyway, we're going to talk about, seeing it's April Fool's today, the day we're recording, our favorite superstitions from Destiny, and that's stuff like...
From the community, or
I'll give an example. No, this was a topic suggestion from Travis Dingle, actually.
All right.
And one of the superstitions that people have is, like, if you shoot the exotic chest a bunch, then it powers it up, and then you have a higher chance.
Like the Gorgon chest.
The Gorgon chest. Vault. You have a higher chance of getting an exotic drop. That is one of my favorite superstitions. That's a really fun one. What did you have?
So what's funny, you mentioned the Gorgon chest. There's so many superstitions on that one.
About
because
vault
people have that save there.
Yeah.
So I heard one for quite some time, which is like, wait, you got to go last, because it's the person that goes last that gets the Gjallarhorn.
Yeah.
So there was that. And then, yes, the shooting it. Yeah. First to power it up. And then you had one about rocket launchers on that same
chest. Yeah, you shoot
too.
It with rocket launchers, you get a Gjallarhorn. You got to power it up. Somebody emailed that in. I don't remember who, sorry. But powering it up was really,
it's funny,
really
because,
funny.
Like, you know that it's a random roll, but people will play so much and then they see some things happen. And then it's like conspiracy theories at its best. You make a connection and just, like, you're sold. Like, that's the way it works.
Yeah.
But it's totally random. There were some other ones. Was there any in Crota that you know of?
I can't think of any off from Crota off the top of my head. I can think of the one for Vault that I really liked was like, if five people go into Atheon and one person stays outside, then the chest appears in that island really far away outside of the gatekeeper room.
Right.
That was another one from Vault. And then, of course, the timer when you would open the Spirit Bloom chest.
Oh, I haven't heard this one.
Like, if you open it, all right, you have 60 seconds to get to that other chest below it.
I think I did hear something like
and
that.
I don't believe that's true. That one was pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's also myths in the game, too. Like, mm-hmm. for the longest time, people thought you could jump out of that section in Vault, and there was a very far, distant island that you could make it to, and there's an exotic chest. And so there's all this stuff in the game that you might read about. There's myths and superstitions. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. You don't have any additional?
That was the most that I know. I mean, you hear all kinds of stuff, and because they're kind of ridiculous, I guess I've forgotten about some of them. But I'm sure the community knows.
Those are fun. Guys, if you have any – guys and ladies, if you have any serious
– Guardians.
Guardians. Good point. Go away. Yeah, you're right.
Gender specific.
Good point. If you have any cool superstitions about Destiny, leave them in the comments below. Even if you think they're legit or if you know they're not, but they're still pretty
fun.
Yeah, leave them in the comments below.
Just make something up at this point to entertain us. No, I mean, I think sometimes some people do try it. Yeah. Well, and then there's also pranks. Oh, you know what? That I'll put that out there, too. If you've heard of any pranks.
Oh, pranks are so good.
Yeah. Let us know if you have any pranks. One of the best ones that I heard early on was when you get, you know, to the whole Gorgon sneaking area. Mm-hmm. And for new people that had done it, they're like, wait, you got to, like, shoot yourself in the water, you know, for total noobs. And they'd say shoot yourself with a shotgun, so they'd die immediately and just let someone kill themselves.
What did I hear? Yesterday, I heard people the first time they did the jumping puzzle, you would jump across and then be like, all right, there's a dragon you have to fight, but look over the edge. And then their teammates would push them off the ledge.
Yeah, so there's some good pushing people off the ledge.
Like, hey guys, I found a chest, and they dismantle gear, and it's like so-and-so got ascendant materials.
Yeah.
Like, those were really fun.
That's pretty funny. Like, you could...
Because you can dismantle something, and it shows up for
everybody.
Yeah,
like an exotic shard you could get from something, and it'll... That's pretty hilarious. Yeah, let us know if you've heard any pranks as well. There's some fun stuff out there.
Moving on, you were talking a little bit about how you want the game to function. So let's talk about the D-pad. I get a lot of emails about people who want to see other functionality for the D-pad in Destiny. Like, you know, right now it's just used for emotes. But for example, what if you double tap right and you can automatically use heavy ammo synth? Or you could map it in some way. What are some features that you would like to see implemented into the control scheme to make usage of weapons and stuff easier?
Yeah, I mean, we already talked about it on a previous episode, but having like quick weapon switching something in there, I mean, that would be my, you know, that'd be my biggest wish. But I still am wrapping my head around like how that would even work because there's just not enough buttons on that controller probably to do that. But anyway, I think that's probably the biggest thing. Like, I think if you get into like customizing, using things quickly, like it's a nice to have, like kind of that PC type experience, right, where you can just map your keys.
Yeah,
I like it, but I think, especially for a game like this at its core, you just
how do you design that? That seems very.
That's what I mean. It's too random.
If it could be mapped by the user, it seems like that would be really difficult.
I mean, I think you could build it in the menus, but there's games like that where it's like total customization, and then it's like, okay, I want to assign that I use ether seeds with my right D-pad, and it's like,
so it's like, what does double right do? Do you want to use heavy ammo synthesis, equip your next primary, do this? And then there's just a list of like 90 different options that you could do.
It'd be crazy. You know, and that's what some games do because the customization, they want to empower the player. But it's probably a waste of time. And like we talk about a lot with Bungie fixing stuff, it can introduce other problems. So, but I do think at its core, that's an important question is the D-pad best for like some of the dancing and waving and sitting? That's a really important part of the game.
I use that to communicate with people that don't have mics.
All the time.
Like point that way or like, what are you doing?
But maybe there's a way to do that. Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. When you think about it, because of the type of game it is, that it's got, you know, throwing, you know, the triggers on top of the buttons in terms of the rear triggers and stuff, there's just no buttons left.
Yeah.
So that's the thing to figure out. But anyway, quick weapon switching is still my biggest ask.
I think
before we use any other buttons.
I think up twice should be skip cutscenes. Just kidding.
Yeah, I like just that. It's like a secret.
I don't care what
secret button
they make. It just put that skip cutscenes in there.
Yeah, exactly. It should just be the.
They made
the
that sound
button.
Like it was like such a complex foreign thing to them. Like, how do we decide? Is it a voting system? It's like you just put it in your game. Like every game has skip cutscenes.
Yeah.
Now. Right.
Yeah, I mean, normally, right after you've seen a cutscene once,
do people vote? Sure. That's fine, but at least it's
there
as an
option. Oh, that's right, because everybody's watching it.
Yeah.
I always forget about that, actually. Like, when you're playing with someone else, that is why you have to watch the cutscenes. But, yeah, like a voting system.
Yeah. Everybody would vote skip cutscene.
Yeah, like, I would just press the A button or whatever, the main X button, and it would then pop up and just say, like, another party member wants to skip.
Yeah.
Agree? You know, yeah. And like, yeah, it is kind of a ridiculous waste of time. When you think about things they should spend their time on developing, like skipping a cutscene, but it also is a big annoyance for the community that plays a lot. So, yeah, that's something completely different. I don't know that you need the D-pad, though, to figure that out.
They did send through a list of things that they're working on, and it's very nice to hear that the vault's being adjusted and, you know, all the other important things that the community has been
talking
like
about. Fixing, you know, some of the raid
Bugs
and like big boss
Aetheon
stuff.
And Crota don't work quite as expected.
Like Crota getting up quickly off his knee, which we've talked about previously, but
fixing
that stuff's going to be huge. So yeah, spend your time on that. You know, I can live without skipping cutscenes, but it is a lot of time. I'd love to see a report, total number of hours from the community watching cutscenes. It's a lot.
So moving on, I have to ask you a question. Were you here when we put out the crazy community bounty for Destiny where it's like, go through Crota, don't light any lamps, don't light any lamps, do bridge, but melee kill the ogres, no rocket launchers.
Yeah, we asked for a bounty and someone made like a huge, basically an exotic bounty style thing. It was like so crazy, all the steps.
Somebody did it. Invigorate.
Of course they did.
Invigorate, the team that has the world record for like beating the vault, Vault of Glass first, I believe, or Crota first. Anyway,
they did it.
They went out and did this guy's crazy community bounty. Well,
roughly, if you don't
let's
have
take
it in
a
front
look
of
here. So here's a video of it on the television, and Invigorate takes on Crota's End. I did a kind of a highlight. So stage one, we'll pause it right here. No rocket launchers, no invisibility, no lamps are allowed to be used or lit. And what they did was, it was really, really smart. They used a lot of Titans to make bubbles. Yeah. So here they are going through the bridge, right? And then here they are at the end. They did it. And you can see all the bubbles there in the distance, actually.
Just to protect themselves, because there was no lamp.
Yeah, just to protect themselves. And then here's stage two, bridge. No rocket launchers, no invisibility, must melee kill ogres. And this is the one I really, really wanted to see. So, you know, they get to the bridge area, then they go across the bridge, and here they are just meleeing the ogres as a group.
They're using bubbles again.
Yeah, they're using bubbles again to dizzy them, right?
Oh, and then they confuse the ogres.
Yeah, so they confuse the ogres. So stage three, the thrallway, this one was pretty easy. Must secure chest, no invisibility, no rockets. So, you know, they all just go to town on the
Yeah, this one's not too bad. It's just without rockets, the shriekers are a little harder, but
and then two of the six
made it into
the room.
What they used to kill the shriekers, actually, there? Did you notice?
Just their, no, just assault rifles.
Oh, really?
Assault rifles.
Everybody was on them.
Stage four, Ur-Yut. This one's really cool. Shotguns only, no invisibility. So here, you know, they run through, and I was really curious how they would take out the shrieker. If you're listening in audio,
shotgun only.
Yeah, if you're listening on audio, I hope I'm doing an okay job of describing.
We're at
how
the
this
Death
looks.
Singer part.
So we're at the Death Singer, and then the witch comes out, and they just tear her apart. Three people are in there, and she's gone in a second with shotguns. And then they use helmets again to confuse. And then when they're on the shrieker, they again use shotguns, and it looks like there's four people in there. They're all shooting it with shotties. Mm-hmm. It also tears apart Shrieker.
Yeah,
so this
it's
actually
so strong.
This turned out to be a lot easier than I expected.
Right. Turns out to be a decent strategy.
Yeah, it actually isn't that bad of a strategy.
You know what's interesting too is I think that shotgun might be the is it the invective where it's more long range or is it the
I can't this
the universal remote. Is that universal remote?
I don't think so. They do have a universal.
Well, maybe some people use that, but
so they
can shoot longer range down the scope.
They have universal remote equipped. This player does because you see two shotguns in his slots, and but this second one does void damage. And So yeah. By the time the person who is capturing the video, by the time he gets to the room, they've already killed Death Singer. Like, that's how quick she dropped. She didn't even start her song or anything.
It is really cool that that bounty came out after they adjusted the 2x damage because, mm-hmm. man, you must tear through a lot as a team if you're all doing shotguns.
Definitely. The final stage was Crota. Modifiers.
I like how
no
they wrote
rockets.
Crota, by the way.
Crota!
No, I think it's supposed to be. Remember when Aeris screams, Crota! Or Omnigal and Crota? Yeah, like.
You must defeat him.
Anyway.
Anyway, the modifiers were no rockets, no invisibility, cannot return to Crystal Room ever. So at the beginning, they used the bottom room. Which is not the crystal room.
Ogre room.
The ogre
one of the,
room.
The original ogre room.
Yeah, and eventually they drop Crota, and I get a shot a little bit later.
So wait,
of
no
them dropping
rockets?
Crota.
Are they just using, yeah,
no rockets, so they use primary
snipe.
And...
sniper, probably.
No, not snipers. It looks like they mostly use primaries Scouts? And heavy machine guns to drop him.
Oh, heavy of course, heavy machine guns. Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And then the sword bearer drops Crota.
That's awesome.
So
no
I have
invisibility,
to,
though. That's cool.
I have to give a huge shout-out to Invigorate, A, for listening to the show.
Yeah.
Thank you. I always end every email with thank you for listening because it's amazing that so many people listen and send in emails to destiny@IGN.com. But Invigorate, I didn't think anybody would do this. I also have to give a shout-out to a few other people who sent in their videos. Steve Payne, Peter, and Gilson at least did the lamp room.
Yeah.
So those guys also attempted this crazy, crazy community bounty. Do you have one for the community this week, Fran?
I didn't prepare anything, so let's come back to that another time so I don't spin my wheels. But I'd love to hear another one from the community.
Seeing a few people actually did it, let's hear some more crazy ones. And if you're going to do it, send an email to destiny@IGN.com with the subject community bounty.
That'd be really cool.
Community bounty suggestion, but community bounty would be fine. I'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we should do these occasionally. I mean, maybe like, I don't think they can do it, but you know how they have, Bungie has like the custom matches with teams sometimes.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if they give away like an emblem or something for, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
if
I
let's say you
about.
Complete, like Invigorate should get the emblem that they give away for doing something like that. So Deej and Bungie, if you're listening, give them the emblem.
Actually, I do have a bounty sent in by Robert. Robert likes time trials.
Okay.
And so this was a good one. So,
speed.
So I think the best way to do this is join the Facebook group and post your fastest strike completion time. This is a speed run challenge,
oh, that's cool.
Right? Any difficulty, I made that choice. So you have to join the Facebook group. We'll start a thread in there. And you need to post your fastest strike completion time. You can take a screenshot or like use your phone to take a picture and post it as proof of how quickly it was completed.
Ideally a video. But
ideally a video of your speed run, of the full thing, so that we know you're being legit. Because some people can just be like, oh, look, I died, but I completed
it. Yeah, it'd be hard to verify, that's all.
Yeah.
We love you and trust you, but people are mean on the internet. So.
Yeah. But that's our challenge for this week. The fastest strike completion time, beginning to end, of course, post your video, ideally, in the Facebook group. Use that share button. Use that Xbox record that.
Yeah.
Stuff and that will be our challenge from this week.
That's
thank
really
you, Robert,
cool.
for sending that in.
Yeah, that'd be cool to add that to the game at some point, like leaderboards for fastest strike completions.
Definitely,
really neat.
I got that suggestion a lot.
That's
from
great.
People. Yeah, I actually have a few others here, but this week it will be from Robert the fastest strike completion time.
Thanks, Robert.
Yeah, thanks, Robert.
That's smart. That's a good one.
That was a really good one. Finally, I asked people to send in artwork last week.
Oh, right.
And we actually got some artwork, and we're going to go through
like of whatever?
Just whatever.
Nudes. A lot of nudes.
Lots of nudes. This is somebody's character holding an urn. This was sent in by... let me look here. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is by Abdallah Ali. This one's by Cole Larson. This is a 3DS Max, or Maya, actually, render of just a location on a planet. This one is an illustration of Halo, you know, same company, so that's all right. This one I really like. This is from Grant Holloway. This
ghost.
Is a painting of a ghost.
That's real.
Yeah, that's real.
Awesome.
It's actually sideways right now, I believe. It's supposed to be like horizontal.
That's all right.
Horizontal.
It's whatever you want
vertical.
It to be, buddy.
It's supposed to be vertical. But
that's really cool.
This is really impressive. Thank you very much for that. This is from Mark. Mark sent this to me on Twitter. It's the Banana Guard. That's the name of their clan. So so it's his hunter guarding a banana.
Wow.
And I thought that was really funny. Thank you for sending that.
That's hilarious.
And then this is from Miles Brown, who sent in some illustrations. This is a hunter, I believe, with
looks
her
like Cortana,
ghost.
Almost.
And there's another shot of Miles Brown's illustration.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah. And this is from Wyatt, and it's just him hanging out with his hunter. Or, yeah, he and his hunter and the ghost. And the ghost doesn't seem to trust
the player. That's pretty awesome.
Player. Yeah, and then April Fool's stuff and back to the logo.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Thank you guys for sending in the artwork. I love artwork. I'd love to feature it on the show regularly. So if you have any, send it into destiny@ign.com, and we will show it on the show and give you some props.
And something else that'd be cool to talk about if you can find it is real-life props and things you can buy. I saw
Lego Galahorn and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was what
that counts as. We'll count that as artwork. So if you have really amazing cosplay that you've done, don't send in other people's stuff, or a weapon you've built, or just some sort of art. All that falls under the category of art. Send it to destiny@ign.com, and we would love to show your stuff on IGN.
Yeah, but I want to know if you can actually buy things out there. Is what I'm saying. So if there's collectibles, sorry, that would be a word. I saw that there was an exotic Engram that was supposedly made, and I didn't know if it was April Fool's. Yeah, I didn't know if it was April Fool's. It seems like a weird April Fool's to do that. But anyway, if there's cool stuff that you can buy out there, collectibles, let us know that too. That'd be a great topic for later.
Yeah. Sounds like Fran wants some action figures.
I want some cool stuff.
You want some stuff for your desk.
Dude, an exotic Engram, because it doesn't exist.
Ryan and Jose took the ghosts that we got and gave them away, and I was like, let me out. I love it so much. Anyway.
You gotta give back.
Yeah, thank you guys for sending that stuff in. Two more shout-outs quick. House of Crimson Wolves, JC sent that in. Keep on rating you guys. And Hoodstar to Dawn sent in a shout-out request, along with Damien. Damien, who would like a longer show, along with everybody else who emails me is like, we want an hour. What do we need for an hour? Right. Here's a poll. How many of you want an hour show? It's like 90% want an hour show.
Well, I 2%. Think the most vocal people will, but I like the show as it is. There's always a lot more to talk about, but it always keeps all the shows really fresh and fast moving, which I like.
You know when we might do it? When House of Wolves launches.
That's a good point. That will be
our hour show, possibly. If my manager or lead video guy lets me.
Or your franager.
My franager. Yeah.
We'll get into it.
Fran, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. Everybody, thank you for listening, watching, however you're experiencing Fireteam Chat with us. That is it for this week. We will be back next week. It's a little bit early. It's Easter this Friday.
Yeah. So we're off.
So we're off. Thank you for joining us. And until next time. Guardians out.
Guardians out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.